You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Monday this week, the University of Auckland's new Recreation and Wellness Centre officially opened for students and staff members. The Recreation Centre boasts a 26,000 square metre facility equipped with amenities such as an 8-lane swimming pool, 2 sports halls and a large gym. However, around the time of the centre's opening, a protest was held outside the building by students, lecturers, university staff and members of the Tertiary Education Union in opposition to the Rec Centre's opening and the expenditure that went into it. According to the protesters in attendance, the $320 million expenditure that went into the Rec Centre's development could not be justified, while staff were still fighting for fair pay agreements with university management and while numerous courses are facing cuts. Y-host Otto spoke to Java Grant, a representative of the student-led advocacy group We Are the University, and Sean Stern, an associate professor in the Faculty of Education and member of the Tertiary Education Union, to discuss why the protest outside the new Rec Centre was held and the concerns that staff and students had with the University of Auckland's management.
So why were the TEU lecturers and other groups holding a protest outside the UOA Rec Centre on the day of its opening yesterday?
We were a little bit galvanized by the huge new rec center, which was originally marketed as a well-being initiative for staff and students. And we are a little bit concerned by that because we're seeing that those types of decisions are being made without much consultation to students and staff, but also that huge capital is being put into these projects. And it seems like at the expense of our core functions as a university, which is teaching and research, right? So we're seeing the TU, for example, is in negotiations at the moment, but not all staff members are being provided a living wage at the University of Auckland. And I think a living wage is probably a much more fundamental factor to people's well-being than an upgrade in the gym equipment that is available.
One thing that, you know, we've been thinking about is the fact that the new rec centre is reputed to have cost about $320 million, right? And that's at a time when, as Java said, you know, staff are being denied pay rises at the level of inflation. And in particular, where our lowest paid members, particularly people who are, for example, on casual contracts, are actually being denied a living wage. And that's really, really difficult in the context of Auckland. But I think it's also unjust in that the university puts itself out there in its strategic plan, Tamariti Tete, as being an organisation which is, you know, there to foster manaakitanga, social justice, and to really benefit the staff and students of the organisation. A lot of those casual staff are both staff and students, right? And so they're kind of doubly affected by the lower payoffs that they're being made, and also the huge increases to student fees, which have been at 6%. So those people in particular are a real focus for us in our negotiation. And we've been really disappointed that yet again, staff wages, and particularly those of the lowest paid people, are being held down basically to pay for expensive infrastructure like the new rec centre.
So how has UOA management justified the $320 million expenditure to staff and students who may still have a number of concerns with the university?
I guess their principal justification is that infrastructure like that, and also the new teaching spaces that they have been developing over the last kind of 5 or 10 years, are really good for rankings, right? So what they say is that improves our international rankings, which therefore enables us to attract more international students, right? So that's their focus. But it's being made at the expense of staff and students. So if you look at the last 4 years as an example, in 2020, people costs at the university were about 60% of the budget, right? So 60% of the money that the university made was going into paying people. That's over the last 4 years dropped to 55%, right? So it's dropped 5%. And in that period, what's changed is the servicing of debt, you know, to pay for things like the building of these new buildings. And I mean, the point is that we think people are more important than buildings, right? And people don't come here to be in fancy buildings, right? That might look good on a brochure, but when the chalk hits the board, right, it's about people being in front of classes, people being available to help students with their enrollment and their issues that they're having. People are really important. And I think those things look nice, like fancy new buildings that win architecture prizes. But does that actually help the quality of education at the university? I mean, you'd have to say no, right? What we want to do is we want to support our staff and students as best we can. The people should come first.
I think, well, it is a really great goal to have more international students at the university, right? Seeing them as cash cows is not the way to approach it. And that when we have a focus on enrolling international students over servicing the international students. The experiences that I hear from international students is they find it really, really hard to be here because they're not receiving the types of support that they need. And I feel like that's a direct result of a focus on enrollments and seeing international students not as the great cultural value add that they are, but as cash cows to try and continue to subsidize our education, right?
Right. And lastly, do you have any calls to the management at UOA regarding staff and student concerns and the way it spends its resources?
Yeah, we want them to genuinely engage with students and staff, right? They've done a lot of what we would call performative consultation, where they have claimed to have made consultation, but they've done it through AUSA, and that has led to only like select people really having a particular voice. We want open calls. We want open feedback submission forms, right? We want more representation on council for students. We used to have 2 members on council that represented the student body that got decreased to 1. That doesn't seem fair, right? One person representing 40,000 people in an institution of about 50,000 people. And so like increased representation through all these formal channels is really important. But we also have a call out for students, right? Come and share your voices. We're hoping to be a channel for that at We Are the University. But yeah, get loud. Talk about what you want to see on campus, because it's only through sharing our perspectives will we ever see them come to be realized anyway. But I think Sean has a lot to say on this, right? Because they're actively campaigning on these right now. So I'll hand it over.
Yeah, I mean, my main thing is that if you're a student and you're listening, get engaged, right? Make sure that you voice your concerns, that you contact organizations like We Are the University. You get behind them. You ask questions about where is the money going. Sometimes, to be honest with you, the university will listen more readily to students than to staff. And if there's a potential for those student concerns to affect their reputation right outside the university, that's the real capital that they're interested in, is the reputation, the ranking of the university. Students have got it in their power to really affect the way that the university is perceived, right? So get behind these causes. If you're not getting what you need from the university, if it's not doing what it says it does, hold it to its word. You know, say, look, why aren't I getting that service? You know, that I've paid a lot of money for, and increasing amounts of money every single year. Support your lecturers and your professional staff. Support staff at the university in the causes that they have, particularly around things like pay. And we need to not forget that a lot of the people who work at the university are also students, right? So Java and I both started off at the university working as tutors. Many other people work in professional staff roles. We have a role, both as staff and students, to really kind of galvanize the way that the university works and to speak back to the people who make decisions too often without consulting us properly. I mean, one of the problems with management everywhere at the moment is that they get concerned about listening too much, right? Because they think that their own wonderful ideas about the institution will get diluted, or, you know, will somehow won't be able to move through the process as fast as possible. I reckon do things properly. You know, if you want to consult, consult, right? Then actually involve the voices of the people who you are working for, right? Management works for all of us as staff and students. We are the university, right? So make your voice heard as a student, and advocate for what you think the university should be.
That was Java Grant from We Are the University and Sean Stern from the Tertiary Education Union and Faculty of Education at the University of Auckland, talking to us about a protest that was held outside the University of Auckland's new recreation centre.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.